jadi cale
Welcome back to Latino Dance on 93.2 FM. Today we've got a guest singer. Her name is Andrea. And she's going to play a couple of songs for us. And if you're listening to the show every week, right? You'll be noticing that the sound was pretty good, you know, for, I don't know, about 2 or 3 months. And today. My laptop is not working properly. It's not working. So, we're going to do our best, you know, with Andrea in the studio. Welcome to the I met Andrea at the Underwire, you know, the sessions that Dan at the Fort College, Dan Milson, he's Adrian's nephew, who is a musician, top musician, professional. He also likes Underwire sessions, open mic at the Fort College, where Steve Delaney used to do it before. And now Steve Delaney's moved out. He's gone to somewhere in the tavern or something in Clinical Lane or Broom Hill. Anyway, Dan took over and is gathering a lot of musicians every week, a lot of talent, you know, that goes on in Sheffield. What we have today is one of the talents, you know, that appears,
wow.
appears on a Wednesday at the... Port Cottage with the their guitars and sounds and bands, you know, it's like a jamming open mic jamming. It's beautiful. It's great. There's so much talent in Sheffield. It's incredible. And today I brought one of the talents, you know, that plays at the Port Cottage, and her name is Andrea.
And you know, it's nice to see talented musicians. But it's all about the music, isn't it? That's why I do it. I don't think I've got any special talent. I just love the music. And that's why we're all doing it, I suspect.
Yeah, what's the attraction of the open mic sessions is the people that they do it for music. They don't do it for fame, and they don't, you know, lots of the people that I met there, they... And I've said to them, you know, wow, God, you're so good. Why didn't you go, you know, professional or go and record something? You know?
It's a lot of effort to do that. You know, you need to put a lot of energy into it. And some people just want to enjoy what they do and bring music to people that want to listen. Don't you think?
Maybe. Yeah, that's for the love.
Oh, and we like open mics because it's loud. We can, not terribly loud, but louder than just singing in an acoustic session,
mm-hmm.
where everyone's got to be quiet. And so it's more of a vibe. It's got more, it's a bit more upbeat because I think anyway, because everything's gone through that amplifier, which is mixed brilliantly by Dan and all the other people that run these open mic sessions all around Sheffield. There's so many of them, isn't there? You could go every day of the week.
Yeah, sometimes, you know, I look at the adverts on Facebook and this one, and it happens to be the same night, you know.
Mm.
Delaney does it on a Wednesday night. There's another guy who does it. And then Kerry does it in the Milhouse's, the pub.
Yeah.
So anyway, it's about three or four going on the same night.
You know? There's such a variety of music, but you don't know what you're going to get. And the talent's amazing, like you say.
I tend to go to the closest to my house in case I get too drunk. Right, so, yeah, you're invited to come along. Well, you know, you don't have to ask permission or anything, you know. Just come along, you know, have a nice pint, you know, and listen to the Sheffield talent, you know, playing at the Porta Cottage. You don't have to bring your own instrument, you know, even though, you know, I mean, Andrea brought her own instrument today because obviously we got the studio here and we haven't got no instruments. So, but at the open mic, you know, everything's provided for, you know, this bass guitar, this lead guitar, this acoustics, this drums, this everything. Unless you play keyboards, you know, they haven't got keyboards, so you have to bring your own keyboards. But there's a piano there. It's a piano.
I don't know if it works. I don't know.
Some fellow was playing it last week.
Oh, lovely.
The week before, actually.
Oh, I missed it.
And he sounded quite all right, you know. I thought it was just, just there, you know. But it does work. It does work. Okay, Andrea. Do you do your own songs?
Well,
your own...
I'm going to start off with a cover to get me in the mood, and
right.
helps relax me. This song, so
okay,
I'm going to give that a try, and it's by a Manchester band, Iron Clute, which aren't still together, but John Brownwell is playing up and down the country. He's in Scotland at the moment, but I bet you'll catch him at Sydney and Matilda in 6 months' time when he comes back round to Sheffield.
All right, okay. Right, so, but generally, you do your own music, or
yeah, I've brought a few songs that I've written. It's tricky, isn't it, doing your own material, because I always think when you write a song, you've got to be quite selfish and put your feelings into it. And you've got to be totally selfless and give it away to whoever wants to listen.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And if you're not feeling it, you can't do it. But I've got two I think I can do. Maybe three, who knows?
Well, you can actually play, you know, a cover or your own. You know, it's up to you, Andrea. I'll give you the nice space for you to show your talent. Okay, Andrea, this is Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM.
You know the place where faces fit, heard they got a name for it. Let's go back to the sandy shore. The velvet skies are ours once more. We're fake for real, our minds are steel, our eyes are green, we're sold a scene. I heard you join the main parade, a hero dressed in ticker tape, and go
If all the world's a trick, I'll take the sky and measure it, and leave your favourite photograph, the only thing you have that lasts, and go back to the sandy shore. The velvet skies are ours once more. They're all for real, there is no deal, no in between, they're sold as seen. You know the place where faces fit, heard they got a name for it. Let's go back to the sandy shore. The velvet skies are ours once more. We're fake for real, our minds are steel, our eyes are green, we're sold as seen. We're fake for real, our minds are steel, our eyes are green, we're sold as seen.
Bravo, bravo.
Well, bravo. My first song on radio.
Sorry about the sound in the background, that train coming. Right. Do you just go to the Porto College, or should you go somewhere else in other open mic sessions?
I quite like going to the Portland House. That's run by Nate from Amber, usually. Yeah, my good friend Jonathan Draper got me into going there because I hadn't played into a sound system before. Can I give my friend Jonathan a little plug? Because he wants to be...
Sure.
He's a really good teacher. He's been teaching a long time and he's a really good musician. And he's hoping to get some students who want to learn piano or cello. And he's on Vibes from John on Instagram.
What's it again? Five?
Vibes from John.
Vibes from John. Yeah.
_from_John.
Okay.
So, if anybody's out there who's thinking he might want to dabble and want to go get in touch with him and see what he can give you.
Yeah. Oh, all right.
Thank you.
shall we, what we're going to do right now, we're going to play one track here and then you come back on again. Okay?
Okay.
How about that?
Okay.
Hace tiempo Zenobia.
Here we go. Sorry about the interruption. It's just that I've got a bit of situation here with the laptop, and apparently this one of the connections that's not working. Okay. Anyway, we go back to Andrea now.
I'm really sorry, Andrea.
It doesn't usually happen. Yeah, you know, this is well out of the ordinary. You know. So anyway. You said you write your own songs too, yeah?
Yeah.
Right. So, how about if you give us one of your...
Of course.
...of your own...
I've got one here right now.
Yeah? Oh, you're ready for it?
Yeah, okay. I'm already, yeah. It's one I wrote back in 2018, before I realised I wanted to be a songwriter even. So, it just sort of...
All right.
There was this... it is my own song, but I've sort of borrowed some of the chords from Galt McDermott, who wrote a jazz classic called Coffee Cold.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, that needs some words. Then I had to change the tune. So this is how things evolve, I guess, and things spread around. You've just got to listen to as much music as you can, and then it will inform you what to do almost. In
yeah,
you'll
yeah.
know. You'll know. Should I just sing it then?
All right.
I want my coffee cold, as you are with the heart of jet black, glisten of stars, and the cold coffee always so bitter and so dark, no going back, coffee cold. And all the things that you answered going round and round, and round in my head, but the coffee's cold, it's
got no lead all this time. Coffee cold. And that was then, and this is us now. And just stirring some sugar and some milk from a cow. Don't enter you or we'll have entropy. And all we have is cold coffee. And if you like, we could just let it be. And these days you'd much prefer a nice cup of tea. And the dark roast is over, it's all dusty and old. And all we have is coffee cold. I want my coffee cold. It's midnight snow, with starlight and moonlight to set it aglow. And the cold coffee from so long ago. Coffee cold.
Bravo.
Oh, thank you. It's lovely to play for you.
I like the radio chords, you know, they're really nice and soft, smooth.
It's all in the, which hand is this? Right hand. Yeah. You wouldn't believe I used to be a doctor. I don't even know what my hand's called today.
You know, when you play your music, do you base your music on somebody, on some certain style or certain musician, or it's just that your own creation, your own, you know.
Every song's different. It's the most amazing thing, songwriting. Just decide you're going to do it and do it. You don't need to go to university and have a degree to do that. You can pay people to teach you songwriting, but really you can just find a song in your own head. If you know you're going to do it, if you tell yourself you're a songwriter, if you can carry a tune and write some words, you can write a song. And it might be amazing. And you don't know until you've written it whether it's rubbish or not.
Do you feel like sometimes, you know, you're walking down the road and you feel inspired and I think, oh, God, I got a song in my head. Or do you have to sit down and think, oh, I want to write a song? Or does it come sometimes, does it come like it's in the air and suddenly
you catch
it? Yeah, definitely.
It's like Paul McCartney wrote a song in his sleep, didn't he? He just dreamed it, yeah. Was it Yesterday? Very famous song. So, yeah, you can do them like that. You can just wake up with one in your head. Or you think you've been dreaming music and you think, I don't recognise that song. Maybe I've just written one. And this one I wrote because I thought, this experience, it needs a song. I'm sure there's a song in this. Mm-hmm. And I started thinking about the messages we've been sending each other. And so I took some of the words from just texting. And there it was, just ready to turn into a song.
It's really nice and smooth.
Thank
so
you.
Anyway, if anybody wants to listen to some more, she's going to play one more, I'm sure, right? also, if you want to carry on listening to Andrea after this next song, you can come to the Porto Cottage on Wednesday. What time does it start? 8 o'clock? Up past 8?
Half 8, I think.
Half 8.
Yeah. And, the Portland House on Ecclesall Road. That's got an early start if you want to go there while it's quite chilled out and play to a room of people listening. Or you can stay a bit longer and it all gets a bit raucous in the Portland House.
Portland House, that's...
It's quite a new place.
Right.
But it's near the Marks and Spencers on Ecky Road.
Okay,
down
yeah.
That end, yeah.
I think I know where it is.
Well, you'd be very welcome there.
I will, is it on a Wednesday or Thursday?
That's on Sunday, so
on
it starts
Sunday,
early.
Sunday, right,
yeah,
right,
it starts
right.
Early, yeah, and it still goes on quite late sometimes.
Oh, I won't have it this Sunday because, I've got something to do this Sunday after. But this Wednesday, definitely I'll be at the Porto Cottage listening to you and all the other musicians there. It's a night called the Underwire. By Dan Milson.
Under the Wire with the amazing Dan. I hope he does some songs because he's so good.
Oh, yeah, he's played with his younger brother, little brother, is a drummer. And they've got a band together in Spain. They played twice in Sheffield about two years ago, and then one more time, I think it was this year, at the beginning of the year. Anyway, go back to you. Thank you, Andrea, for coming today. And
it's really great to be invited. Thank you so much. I've so enjoyed it.
Of course, you're always welcome. Anytime you feel like coming and play something.
When your laptop's working, maybe I'll come back.
I have to look into this seriously, you know. But I think it's just a connection to the monitors, you know. So, Andrea, you're gonna give us one more song, you know, and thank you very much for coming along.
Thank you. I won't take up too much of your time. Do you want a short version of this song or the full one?
Play a song.
I'll see how it goes.
For as long as the actual song lasts, play it. Do a Pink Floyd.
I quite like short songs.
Do a Pink Floyd, a 20-minute song.
I put some of my songs on a CD to see how it would work, and I called it 9 Songs in 21 Minutes. I could just rattle through them.
All right.
They're all my own songs. I wrote a few lines just to fill in the time. Found your lost shoe under the bed. A pair reunited, but not quite the same. Something in me as heavy as lead. The dark star is gone. Don't follow me, and the shadows are wrong. The dark star is gone. All we have is a song. So I cook and I clean, and I put on a smile, and it has its own rewards. Some other stuff might seem infantile, I can't say it with these words. 'Cause the dark star is gone. Don't follow me, and the shadows are wrong. The dark star is gone. All I have is this song. Can you give me a life that's free from care? I could skip along, be barely there. I'd want to know what the future holds. I'm done with feeling old. 'Cause the dark star is gone. Don't follow me, and the shadows are wrong. The dark star is gone. When all I have is this song. You said that you loved me, held me tight, and I looked at you with a laugh and a smile. And I knew in that moment we'd be alright. We've been down this road, and here is the light. The dark star is gone. Doesn't follow me, and the shadows are wrong. The dark star is gone. All we have is this song.
Bravo, Andrea. Bravo, bravo. I like it. It's nice and smooth.
I thought, yeah, just need to chill out sometimes and write a chill one. It's easy to play, apparently.
Okay, how long have you been playing the guitar?
Since I was about 11 or 12.
All right.
I was on some medication for asthma called Montelukast.
Yeah.
It's quite common. It's given for allergies as well. And I knew all the side effects because I've been telling people that for a long time. And it sort of had happened at the same time in the menopause, and I just lost all enjoyment and feeling for music.
Mm-hmm.
And then I stopped taking it about 2 years ago, and it all came back.
All right.
Yeah.
That's magic.
all the music that hadn't been happening in me for those 5 years, it was all there all at once. So if you're on medication, you think, even if it's been a while, you can always think, well, maybe I don't feel right because of this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, but it works out good for you. You know, you came back to music again, there you are. I thank you one more time for coming along and entertain us and the listeners out there. I'm sure
Oh, I forgot they were out there. Huh? I forgot about all of them. I hope they're okay.
Oh, these thousands of people around of course listening to you, Andrea.
Oh, wow. Thank you for listening, everyone. and thanks for having me here. It's been great.
You're welcome. You're very welcome. And you're welcome to come anytime in the future. If you feel like coming back again, you know, let me know. And we'll find a space for you.
I'll write a few more songs and bring them along.
Go, yeah. Thank you, Andrea. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yo soy Gilda.
have a little pause, you know, the commercials didn't come out properly because the timing was, I don't know, something technical going on, really wrong. I will explain to you some other time.
Sincero jamás. noche en San Salvador, El Salvador.
11 de la noche en Managua, Nicaragua.
Me gustan los aviones, me gustas tú. Me gusta viajar, me gustas tú. Me gusta la mañana, me gustas tú. Me gusta el viento, me gustas tú. Me gusta soñar, me gustas tú. Me gusta la mar, me gustas tú. ¿Qué voy a hacer? Je ne sais pas. ¿Qué voy a hacer? Je ne sais plus. ¿Qué voy a hacer? Je suis perdu.
¿Qué hora son, mi corazón?
Me gusta la moto, me gustas tú. Me gusta correr, me gustas tú. Me gusta la lluvia, me gustas tú. Me gusta volver, me gustas tú. Me gusta marihuana, me gustas tú. Me gusta colombiana, me gustas tú. Me gusta la montaña, me gustas tú. Me gusta la noche, me gustas tú. ¿Qué voy a hacer? Je ne sais pas. ¿Qué voy a hacer? Je ne sais plus. ¿Qué voy a hacer? Je suis perdu.
¿Qué horas son, mi corazón? Me gusta su cocina,
una
me gustas
de la
tú.
Mañana.
Me gusta camelar, me gustas tú. Me gusta la guitarra, me gustas tú. Me gusta el reggae, me gustas tú. ¿Qué voy a hacer? Je ne sais pas. ¿Qué voy a hacer? Je ne sais plus. ¿Qué voy a hacer? Je suis perdu. ¿Qué horas son, mi corazón?
Me gusta la canela, me gustas tú. Me gusta el fuego, me gustas tú. Me gusta menear, me gustas tú. Me gusta la Coruña, me gustas tú. Me gusta Malasaña, me gustas tú. Me gusta la castaña, me gustas tú. Me gusta Guatemala, me gustas tú. ¿Qué voy a hacer? Je ne sais pas. ¿Qué voy a hacer? Je ne sais plus. ¿Qué voy a hacer? Je suis perdu.
Reloj. 5 de la mañana.
No todo lo que es oro brilla. Remedio chino e infalible.
الجزائر نيات سكنها الشر نيات سكنها الليل